What is likely to happen to the bill? Barnaby Joyce is the Federal Nationals MP for New England and, of course, a Cabinet Minister. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's a super busy day, so we really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Will you support Bill Shorten's private member's bill on same-sex marriage?
No, I won't. First thing is, as a private member's bill, it goes through the proper process. That process determines whether it is allocated time. There are private members' bills, Kelly, that come up all the time. Just because a private member's bill is introduced doesn't mean that it gets allocated time. My own views on this is that I believe that children definitely have the right to know who their mum and their dad is, and they need to be given the best opportunity of having a long-term nurturing and warm relationship with their mum and their dad. So I'm a supporter of marriage as it is. I know that that is not the view held by other people, but I think you've got to be unambiguous and upfront about this.
So you wouldn't be prepared to accept a definition of marriage as just two people instead of a man and woman?
No, I see that the definition of marriage has been determined by thousands of years across multiple religions and multiple cultures. And I'm going to stick with the one we've got.
Do you think this is something you should take to the electorate and ask them for their opinion, not just your own opinion on this issue?
Well, I think that if people want, you could take it to a referendum of the whole people of Australia. I mean, ultimately, I don't think it's unusual. My views on this have been known for a long while.
Do you think, though, this might be something you should consider surveying the community on and getting a sense of what your electorate wants you to represent them on this issue with?
Well, we do that in everything, Kelly. I mean, that's why we have electorate officers. People make their views known all the time, and they are, Kelly, on both sides, extremely strongly on both sides.
So you think in this electorate, if you were to survey them, there would be not enough support?
Well, I suppose where you want to gather your views from. I mean, I've clearly stated mine. People know it, and that's the way it is.
So, if there was a cross-party bill on this, it still wouldn't gain support from you.
Well, Kelly, that in any issue, there's going to be two sides to a debate. I don't ask people who have a different view to me to concur with my views. I don't ask them to. I think if it's genuinely held by them that they have a right to hold that view, and that's something that. That I support. I don't ask them to hold purely and solely my views on everything. People are free, Kelly, to have the views that they hold. And most of them, as you know, Kelly, have thought about it long and hard. They didn't just come to it out of a whim. They came out to it from long deliberation. Mine is based on the rights of basically a child to know who its mother and who its father is, and to have the best opportunity to have a long and ongoing relationship with their mother and their father. I think that's fundamentally important in their life. So it's really in a reflection of their rights that I've come to my position that I believe in the traditional form of marriage.
Barnaby Joyce with us on ABC New England Northwest, 9:15. Now, more than 20 countries have now legalised same-sex marriage, including Ireland, as I'm sure you know. Does Australia look backward in comparison to those nations by not moving on the issue?
Well, when you look in our region, our neighbours are Indonesia, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, China, Japan. These are the people we trade with. We live in Southeast Asia. And in Southeast Asia, there is a different sort of cultural view than there is currently in Europe.
So do you think it's time... Do you think that the bill would have any momentum through this private members' bill? Or should the Labor Party wait for, as Warren Entsch is suggesting, that the spring session, then he was hoping to see a sort of a unified cross-party ticket on the agenda?
Well, that's the right of Parliament. We live in a democracy, and we're free to express our views, and that's what will happen. I'm not going to sort of deny the political process, but I don't think that this bill is going anywhere because it's a private member's bill, Kelly, and it's represented as a partisan position by a political party, and that's even if you want a conscience issue to get up, that's not the way to do it.
What would you say to same-sex couples in the region who, I guess, are waiting for the government to move on this issue?
Well, I believe absolutely in their rights of equal ownership of property, of their rights before the law. But on the issue of marriage, marriage is between a man and a woman, and therefore we're not just adding to the definition of marriage, we're changing the definition of marriage. So Kelly, politics is a tough game. You're never going to have everything that everybody agrees with 100%. But I think people do have a right to know quite clearly what your views are on something, and so I'm doing that.
Okay. And so you think the bill's destined for failure pretty quickly?
Yes, Kelly, I do. I think because it has to go through a proper process, and people will basically, on this instance, call for what it is. They say it's been brought in by the leader of the Labor Party. It's a Labor Party bill. It's a private member's bill. So it just basically lies on the table.